Braille and Talking Books at Taylor Community Library, 12303 Pardee Road, Taylor, Michigan, 48180. Call 1-844-307-1621. In-person programming is back starting this September. Audio-described movie days return every first Wednesday of the month at 12 to 2 p.m. Watch the newest and best in cinema with descriptive audio tracks enabled. Brown Bag Book Discussion meets the second Wednesday of the month at 12 p.m. Please call for titles. Visually Impaired People's VIP Support Group meets the fourth Wednesday of the month at 12 p.m. Remote access to BTB events will remain available via conference call. Call 712-775-7031, access code 965803, or online at bit.ly/TCALL. Lowercase BTBCALL. Library for Assistive Media and Talking Books, St. Clair County, 210 McMorran Boulevard, Port Huron, Michigan, 48060. Call 1-800-272-8570. 5K with the Blue Water League of the Blind. On September 18th, the Blue Water League of the Blind welcomes all to a 5K benefit that will help fund the purchase of a HumanWare 120 Juliet Braille Embosser for the LAMTB service of the St. Clair County Library System. This printer will be able to produce text in Braille for hospitals, schools, places of worship, businesses, nonprofits, or any interested party that may need Braille. The 5K Walk, Run, and Roll event encourages those of all ages and abilities to participate in a fun run in the great outdoors. It will take place on Saturday, September 18, and begin at 10 o'clock a.m. at the Fort Gratiot Pond Park, located on Parker Road between Kewadin and Kerrigan Roads in Fort Gratiot, also known as the field behind Meyer. To volunteer, please contact either LAMTB or Bob Furtado, Vice President of Blue Water League of the Blind, at Bob the Brailer, that's BOBTHEBRAILLER, at yahoo.com, or call 810-334-0512. With a new embosser, we will be able to make Braille available for anyone in our service area, so feel free to forward your requests to LAMTB. We will also have our new newsletter available in Braille. We are looking to have this set up by the end of 2021. Detroit Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, 3666 Grand River Avenue, Detroit, Michigan, 48208, or call 1-313-481-1702. Closed to the public. The Douglas Branch's LBPH department is currently closed to the public. Detroit LBPH staff are available to answer phone calls and take orders for talking books and other materials. Currently, there is no proposed date for reopening the branch to the public. Phone Book Club. Join us by phone on the fourth Wednesday of the month from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Two books are discussed at each book club phone meeting. More programming is coming soon. Great Lakes Talking Books, 1615 Presque Isle, Marquette, Michigan, 49855, or call 1-800-562-8985. Grand Opening Celebration. Join us for the grand opening celebration of the Victoria E. Wolfe Recording Booth on Monday, September 27th, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Peter White Public Library Heritage Room. The recording booth is shared with the Peter White Public Library to provide a free community resource to meet public audio recording needs. Grand Opening is a pre-conference event for the 2021 Upper Peninsula and Northern Michigan Libraries, UPRLC, annual conference. UPRLC works to improve library services in the Upper Peninsula and Northern Michigan. Please call 1-906-228-7697, extension 0, or toll-free 1-800-562-8985, extension 0, for more information. Recording studio updates. Our first locally recorded and produced book, DBC-19551, The Last Northwoods Reader by Cully Gage, narrated by Mark Hamari, is now available for download on Bard. Marquette native Mark Hamari co-owns Marquette Wallpaper and Paint with his brother Daryl. He is a member of several local bands, including the Union Suits and the Marquette Rockestra. He lives in town with his wife, T, and their dog, Teka. He hopes patrons enjoy listening to the book as much as he enjoyed narrating it. Writing Contest Entry: My Pet Lioness by Dakota R., age 15. One day, my mom and I went to the zoo to visit the animals. My favorite animals are the lions and lionesses. I love to hear them say, "Roar!" I sit and listen to them for hours. But this day was different because one of the lionesses escaped from her enclosure, followed us to our van, and jumped into the back. We didn't know she was there until we got home. We quickly took her back to the zoo, but she kept escaping and running back to our house. The zoo director decided that we could keep her as a pet since she wouldn't stop running away. So we named her Miss Jody and welcomed her into our home. I love cats of all kinds and had three house cats already. We live in a ranch-style house with a basement, upstairs, and a medium-sized fenced-in yard. Our house cats are indoor-outdoor cats, so I wanted to let my new lioness be able to go outside, too. Unfortunately, we live in a quiet neighborhood in the city, and our neighbors were not very happy about having a lioness living next door. We had to build a 20-foot fence around our backyard so everyone would feel safe. I wanted Miss Jody to be happy, so I thought about what our house cats like to do for fun and exercise. They love playing with yarn and balls and climbing on high furniture and cardboard boxes. Miss Jody is much bigger than our other cats, so she was bored using their small toys. I bought a thick, long rope instead of the yarn. I gave her basketballs to bat around. The cat trees were too small, so we built her a big, tall treehouse in the backyard. We saved large furniture boxes for her to play in. I quickly realized that we had more problems. Where would Miss Jody go to the bathroom? Our litter boxes are too small. So we bought a plastic kiddie pool and filled it with litter and put it in our basement. I hate scooping poop, so I gave that job to my mommy. I know that lionesses love to eat raw meat, but that costs lots of money and is gross. Instead, I will feed Miss Jody a box of cat food 3 times a day and give her a raw steak for a snack. We love having Miss Jody as our pet. It's lots of hard work, but it's fun, too. Sometimes we take her to the zoo to have play dates with her other lion friend.